Please give a big last character standing welcome to Harry Thorne, builder of jet engines and churchgoer.
Ringing in the sheaves, ringing in the sheaves, we shall go rejoicing, ringing in the sheaves.
Breaking in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves.
Amen.
Amen.
Honey, your voice.
What?
Your voice. You're talking too loud again.
No, I think it's Flanagan. Reverend Flanagan. Not loud again.
Oh, just never mind.
What? With the look already. Always the look. What? What? Jeezo! My God! Why don't you keep your nose out of my business, Mrs. Johnson?
And the Lord said in Leviticus...
Psst!
Honey! Is Flanagan the one that never shuts up?
Harry! Hush up!
No, not the bishop. The Reverend Flanagan. Remember? He went to like 1 o'clock the last time we were here? I mean, gosh, he was went on and on. Ouch! Watch your elbows, honey. That was uncalled for. You've socked me right in the gut. Man, you're lucky you didn't crush my balls just then. My God!
Excuse me. Is everything all right back there?
What? Me? Is he talking to me? Honey, is he talking to me?
Yes.
What? My God! How'd he see me whispering from all the way up there?
In Leviticus, you'll see that Moses...
Psst! Hey, son! Wow! You're jumpy. Come here. I want to tell you a secret. Did you check out the T-I-T-S on the deacon's wife today? Huh? How about those suckers? Wow, huh? Wow.
Shh.
What? I'm not bothering you. My God, rabbit ears.
Moses then took up the tablet.
Oh, crap. She covered him up. Damn it. It's as if she knew we were looking. Huh, son? 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 Well, where do you think he's heading off to?
Probably the restroom. Now, please, keep your voice down.
No, I think he's going to the restroom. And judging by his pace, he's got to take a dump.
Shh.
What? Would you just turn around and listen to the boring-ass priest already? Bunch of busy bodies, my God.
Pardon me, sir.
What?
Yes, could we speak with you?
I don't even like Pokemon.
No, sir. Not Pikachu. Speak with you. Could we speak with you?
Listen, fellas. How about after church, huh? I'm with my family here. I spend all week building jets so I can afford the simple pleasure of spending a quiet Sunday with my wife and kids in the house of God. It's a tranquil place. Leave me alone, please.
You're right, sir, and I'm sorry. It's not easy being an outcast at church, I know. You see, sir, I'm gay, and I haven't the courage to tell my father, Reverend Flanagan. Soon he'll see that all God's children are different but equal in the eyes of the Almighty. And thank you for showing me, sir. Thank you.
You know what? I'm sorry. I didn't catch a single word you said. You were saying?
You know what? Never mind. Never mind.
All right. Seemed like a nice kid, honey. But just between you and me, hon, I think he's a fag. Bringing in the sheaves. Bringing in the sheaves. We shall go rejoicing. Bringing in the sheaves.
Thorne, builder of jet engines and churchgoer, our challenger today.